I spread that to the game. Let's continue the motion. We had Yonah DeResa, Agisa nicknames the Sois Drachim, and we explain what the mute, the minion was coming to be Mayit. We end up saying it for Mute Halit. Now the Gemara addresses the Sefer. Yonah the Sefer, Lemirute Chalitza. It says in the Sefer, the Konis Atzma, and again gives you a number, the Shtei Drachim. Konis Atzma, how? As it goes into explain, it says she's called as Atma beget with the Misa Sabah. So what is that minion of Shtei Drachim that's coming to me Mimayit? It says the Gemara Muti Chalitza, that an Isha is not going to be free with Chalitza. Chalitza is something we find by a case of a Shemeres Yavam, that she's Kuka to the Yavam. And again, there's a something of a bond, something of, we might call it a Zika, some kind of a kinyan that already exists by the fact that she's kuka liyavam, that she died without children, the husband died without children, and there's a brother. In order to be released, that she should be able to be yotza from that reshus of the yavam, so the Torah gives a whole elaborate procedure of chalitza described in the psukim in Kiseitse. And we might say that the same way the chalitza operates to be matir har leshuk, because it was an iser leshuk, and what was asering her leshuk, the reshus hayavam, as we saw in the Lashon HaRambam, Hilchos Yibam in the beginning, so the chalitza serves as a matir on that quasi ishus, on that kinyan that already exists to the yavam. And so maybe that notion of chalitza should be also applicable in the case of an isha, that she should be yotza b'chalitza. Chalitza, we know, is a mitzvah, but it's also a matir. So the perspective of it would be a mitzvah over here. It's a matir. But the matir, chalitza, would exist. The Gemara is going to now explain why you might say that it works. And then we have to explain why itaka doesn't work. Let's just see in the Gemara. Salka daita chanina, I would say, teisei b'kavachomer miyavama. Let's learn a kavachomer from Yavama that an isha could be yotza b'chalitza. Ma Yavama she'ena yotza b'get, yotza b'chalitza. Zu she'yotza b'get, ena din she'yotza b'chalitza. What's the kavachomer? Yavama doesn't have the option of get. Yavama, she needs chalitza. Chalitza is what's matir, or not get. And chalitza works, even though get doesn't work. An isha that has get, so kavachomer chalitza should work for her as well. Kamash malon, the Mishnah tells us, therefore, not that way. It says the Gemara, ve'em ha'chinami. Maybe so, just like the Gemara asked on the Medala, for Gabi Chalipin, ve'em ha'chinami. Maybe we should have chalitza work by an isha, that she becomes mutter through chalitza. Amakra sefer krisus. Discussing that which she goes out to get, says Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korsa, the end of Acher Korsa. So we have a drasha that only through Sefer, only through the get. This is point of Tosa Rush, Tosas elsewhere. This is only one Tano Dashin. This other Tanoim have other drashas. More quotes the easiest drasha. So we therefore know that it's only get and not chalitza. What does Rashi say? What's this kavachomer? Ma yivama she'ena yotza b'get. Kavachomer says yivama doesn't have the option of get. How do I know? It says Rashi diachfino l'kaman b'hai pirkin. Toward the end, before the new Mishnah, Yudal and Bey, Zigmar has the alfusa k'siv la, or v'chasav la. What did they change it to? V'chasav? No. V'chasav la v'lo yivama. Only to her, only to the isha. Rashi quotes the drasha that's not really the maskana there. The Gemara has that in the Shaka Vitaria. If you look at the Yidalat HaMinalach toward the bottom, the Gemara wants to know, how do I know that Yivama is not Yotza Beget? So in the middle of that Gemara, the Gemara has this drasha, La Velobi Yivama. Only by a Isha do you have Get. But the Gemara da asana, Ve'ema lo lishma, Trei lo ksibi. Says twice law, no, that kakimiboy lechad lo lishma, beidach lo 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 l says Gemara, this is 5 lines from the bottom on Yudal. Elo amakra, now, imidach minilo. So it says now, chosanalo mi'arago. So we learn out only through the chalitza sanal, that's how she goes through the above, and not through anything else. Vahayna l'hachidah asa, you need for another drasha. Gemara says, yeah, but it could have written now, mayhanal shamit minatarti. So maskana sa Gemara, the last piece of Gemara, right before the Mishnah, the way that we know the Yavam is not Yosef the get is because of now. So I don't know, Rashi, I think maybe Rashash or someone else asked this on Rashi. Rashi quotes the drasha that's not the maskana sa Gemara. It's one thing in the Gemara quotes the drasha that maybe is an easier drasha, but Rashi, why does Rashi have to quote this drasha that did remain the maskana? I don't know. So what do we have in this Gemara? We have that Yevama cannot be Yotza beget. And we have that an Isha is not Yotza b'chalitza. Even though there would have been a Kavu Chomer, but we say no, because it is drasha of Sefer Korsa in Davar Acher Korsa. What about the fact that the Isha has Misa Sabal? I mean, Sefer Korsa of Ein Davar Acher Korsa, but Misa Sabal was. What?
Not by choice.
That's the Tosri Azalkin is more of that question. What?
Is there also another pasuk by Misa Sabal? Yeah,
but meanwhile, so they have to know. The Gemara has a limud with Misa Sabal, correct. But Misa, maybe that, you know, I don't know. What do you do with this drasha here? I mean, the drasha seems to say nothing else. Yes, he says, Eidavacha Korsa ayidei Misa Sabal. Meaning within what we see by get, that the Baal is doing it, so that's with nothing else but Chalitza. Chalitza would have been considered Maisa Baal, even though she's doing the actual Pu'ula of a Chosin Nal Me'aglago, apparently, but it's called his Maisa. He's Choles. Oh, Shehi Osa Labal Abu Misa Mishamayim Maknila. That's maybe a little bit what you're trying to say, that unless he means like this, Maisa Baal or Shehi Osa, but maybe he means it that way. He means Maisa Baal is the... He does what she does, but here it's in the Shemaim, it's like one teretz. So maybe Chalitza is called as she does, but that would have been included in the Mir. So Mishamaya, that's a different category. It's not anyone, and not a person's Maisa, it's just Mishamaya, so that doesn't count in the Mir. Now, something very Bechal, very strange in this Gemara. He's a beer. I mean, this Hava Mina, that you need a Pasuk to tell me not that way, that a woman could be Yotza from her husband with Chalitza. You look at Chalitza, we know from the Mishnayis and in Ivamis, Chalitza means what? The Chalitza Nalo Me'aragu, what's the procedure? It's a strange type of a ceremony. She pulls the shoe off his foot. What else happens besides the Chalitza? There's different things in the parsha that are discussed. The Yarka, the fun of, she spits. And then there's a Kriya, she has to say, recite certain words. What does she say? The Yarka, the fun of, the Ansa, the Umbra. No? Kacha, kacha, yaseh lo'ish, asher lo yivnes beis achim. So there are various parts to the matir of chalitza. Now the sugya is over there, you have to look in the sugya, what's really a matir, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. There clearly is a seder ha'parsh of chalitza that includes, you could say, the ma'is of the chalitza, it has to be some type of a shoe, and she has to pull it off his foot. And then there's a rekika, a spinning, and the dayan have to see the spit. It's a strange ceremony. The yarka, the fun of it, she has to say, kacha ya'asa l'isha, shalibnes be'isachit. To the extent that there's a serious habamina here, they need a pasuk to tell me not that way, by isha, make a kavu chomer, that what, that the chalitza should work for isha, so where would you translate the details of the chalitza here? The ma'isa chalitza is a matir, fine, so she takes off his shoe. And then what? The kika? And what, she's going to say what? Kacha what? Kacha ya'asa l'ish, the what? No, maybe. What? That doesn't want to stay with his wife. Now, the emphasis is Kriya Ma'akev. So, Pashtus Gemara says it's not Ma'akev. But you need to be Ra'oi with Kriya. Let's say the people can't, she can't speak. The Gemara says you need Ra'oi, just like Ra'oi Labila, there's Halacha, it has to be potential for that issue to be done. So, Chor, you have to have some Shaychis to the notion of Kriya here. I found the Netziv is more of this. Tosis is going to ask by Amma. So, let's just see the word first few words of Tosis. The Imtoma, Tosis says, good, after the Gemara is all through with Isha, that she's not Yotzeba Chalitza based on this Russia, no, the Imtoma, the hey, Amar Vriya, Yotzeba Chalitza, mi kavachoma diavama, mea kavachoma gufa. Let's use this kavachoma. What's the kavachoma? Ma yavama, that's not Yotzeb beget. It's Yotzeba Chalitza. So Amar Vriya, that's the equivalent of an Eved Ivri by a girl. Amar Vriya, that Yotzeba beget. B'shtashichva, right? Pashtas means beget. Certainly should be yotze b'chalitz.
B'shtashichva, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Yedal in the Beis. Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef b'shtar b'kona afsal b'shanim. The Gemara is going to say, the Braisa says it, additional to the Mishnah says, Yisera b'shanim b'yoba b'giron kesef. That's the Mishnah. But then if you look in the Sugya HaGemara, the Gemara brings a Braisa on Tezayin, right? On Tezayin, the Gemara says, where is it? Middle of the Amud, right? Tana, Bekonis Atfu, Bekesef, Ubishtar, Bekesef, Ubishtar. So Amar Vriya and Eved are the Bishtar Shechru. The Gemara discusses what Mishta Shechur, it's just a Shibud of money, so let him just say, Amochel you. We had this in Tosis in Sanhedrin, in a Gea Gupakane, and Kopanin. Tosis says, let's make a Kavachomer. I mean, if you want, you could face a Kavachomer without Shtar. You could say, Tosis, not Kavachomer Gufa, but maybe for the end of the Tosis, it's going to be working better. What could be the Kavachomer? Ma Amaria, Ma Yivama Sheina Yotzebe, the Kesa. Good, it works better when Tosis continues. I mean, Lamaisa, the Kavachomer could be in Shtar too. That would be exactly what you have in the Gemara. Tosis Lashon, Behal Kavachomer Gufa. Tosis means a variation of it. You could phrase it that way too. Ma Yivama, She'ena Yotza, Bekeset, Yotza, Bechalitza. Amay Vriya, She'yotza, Bekeset. That's straightforward. The Mishnah, you'll need a Braisa for that. So Kavachomer, She'yotza, Bechalitza. The Engel, Ma'isha, Tochiach. Say that time to the Kavachomer because we see it. We know that Pashtun says Ma'isha that there's no way to part the glove of the Chalitza. So that's a Yochiach that the Kavachomer doesn't work, even though the woman is also what? She's Yotza Bishtar. What's the Tochiach? She's Yotza Bishtar, not Yotza Bekesem.
No,
chalitza. Oh, but tochiach means even though she has this naila.
But there's no chalitza, though. So
you break, right. But
that breaks the kavachomer.
Yeah, how do you break the kavachomer?
Because she has a star and no chalitza. So how can you prove that?
She has a star. That's the kavachomer be star. The kavachomer be kesef. The way you said no. So
she has an advantage over you.
Right. You're saying even though she has the naila that you want to use to build the case for chalitza, but she doesn't have chalitza. So then it's muchach the kavachomer wasn't what we just said. It's the same way the Gemara sets it up with the fact that the yotze beget. Yotze b'chalitza. This is idiot to get yotze b'chalitza. Yotze b'get. Kavachom yotze b'chalitza. Yes, it had to be b'shtar. And then engom isha tochiach. Yeah, he says the mat. In the first, yeah. Engom isha tochiach. The mali isha shekain ena yotze b'kesef. Talmud ba'amma. So amma has kesef. So m'meila now, you can't use the isha to disprove the kavachom. The kavachom could really start off with shtar. But you can't use yochiach of isha. That's what Tosa seems to be setting up the Kavachomer. Zuckton it says, he says, we have to think about the whole notion of Kriya by Chalitza and say, how does this translate to anything beyond the context of Yavam and Yavama? So he says, Bishlama by Isha, I have a Halach. By Isha, you need Kriya, at least Royal Kriya. So he says, the Royal Kriya would be, and the Kriya could be, Kacha yasal ish she'eno chayim ishto. It's a mitzvah to have a wife and to live with his wife. So the fact that he's divorcing the wife is a kacha yasal ish. Ma she'enkin kinyan amma. Shechakinanis, he goes on with, ma mitzvah yesh bezeh. It's not a mitzvah that he's sort of not doing the right thing. The fact that he's, that she's going out from his rishus. Then he times what about the maybe law in Tavodu? There is a shtickle mitzvah that he's not supposed to be Meshach or be Titus. It's not really a dendo raisa. Whatever. He goes on a little bit with that. But the basic approach that what we're asking, he's more of the question. He says, there really isn't a proper type of a kriya that would make sense And if you can't have a kriya, then it's not shaykh, the whole notion of chalitz. Yeah, so that's what he says. Maisa, his assumption that by isha you have the notion of kriya is also a chiddush to me. Pashtas, you can differentiate between a person shul yibnes beisachid and a man shul, you know, live with his wife, and even more than that. Here, the kriya is the specific word that the Torah designates that she should say. She has to say it, the Lashon HaKodesh, Kacha, Ma'ake. So the Torah says, the Ansa, the Amra, that the Yavama is to say, she's to recite these words that the Torah specifies, Kacha Ya'asa Le'isha Shalayibne. If we're going to make a Kavachomer, that Chalitza works by Isha, we're going to invent our own text that she should recite. If there isn't any given text, and the text that we know about is written in Parshas Yivam Yibam, which is quite specific to the case of Yibam, so maybe that's the answer. See, then what should I talk about chalitza? Unless you have a chalitza without it in Kriya, but generally chalitza, we say Kriya is ma'ake, well, royal Kriya is ma'ake. So the Mitzvah gives us a formula that she could say, kacha yaseh l'shevel l'chayim ishto. Maybe that's not the Kriya that we can... Kriya is always a set of peer text, not our own invention. Yeah.
What would the Nitziv say by Amma Ivriya?
He says that's his answer, Tosis Kasha. He says it in the Torah's Teretz and Tosis. He brings all the Tumul and Tosis, a lot of about the Kavachomer, where this Kavachomer
does. If we were going to use it only word by Isha, maybe with
the... That's what, right. But he wants to say is, he says, I have an answer, Tosis Kasha. That by Isha, I understand that we have a Havmina Chalitza works, because there I could find the equivalent of a Kriya that she would say, Kacha Yasalish, that didn't want to live with his wife. But by Amma, the fact that he didn't want to keep her as an Amma is not a bad thing. It's not something that should be condemned or criticized, or you should make a big publicity about it. And therefore, there's no kasha to start with by Amma. But at least he's sensitive to the issue. L'chaira, I wonder, even by Isha, there's something of a chiddush here, that you could talk about chalitza and what happened to the notion of kriya, and then, of course, what about rakika? So again, it's hard to know exactly what it would mean. Would it mean that you wouldn't have the din of Rakika, you wouldn't have the din of Kriya? Would you have it in a different way, like the Tzitzit seems to say, the Torah didn't give you the prepared text? Lawyer day, exactly. But a kopanim, that Havamina gets rejected because of the drasha that the Gemara quotes. Well, so Tosus comes with a kasha. Good. In the case of Isha, we understand that you can't have chalitza. But let's use a kavachomer. Tosus, hi kavachomer gufa. To say that an Amar Vriya should be Yotza Bachalitza, because Yavama doesn't have Shtar and has Chalitza. Amar has Shtar, Kavachomer should have Chalitza. Don't ask Isha Tochiach, don't rebut the Kavachomer of Isha Tochiach, which disproves the logic, because you see she has Shtar, she has Get, and she doesn't have Chalitza based on this Drasha, because you can say that's different because she doesn't have Kesef as the Yitzia. So the fact that she doesn't have Chalitza doesn't disprove a Kavachomer because she doesn't have Kesef. V'yesh Loma. So Tosis says, what's the Teretz? To have a min shifra kinanis tochiach. To the extent that you're going to rebut the Kavachomer by Isha and say, no, that doesn't count because she's not Yotzei. You can't rebut the Kavachomer because the Isha is not Yotzei the Kesef. But now shifra kinanis is Yotzei the Kesef and Yotzei the Chalitza. So what does Tosis mean here to say? In other words, so to the extent that I have the Isha Tochiach, that it's not a good Kavachomer, you're going to say, no, that's different in Yotzei B'Kesef. Yeah, but Shifcha Kinanis is Yotzei B'Kesef. So right there, between Shifcha Kinanis and Isha, you see that it's not a good solid Kavachomer anymore. You're asking, but L'chor, we're talking about Shtar, not Kesef. Right? The Kavachomer was building off of Shtar. Yavama doesn't have shtar and has chalitza. Amma has shtar, Yitzia, she goes up to shtar, she should also, Kavachom, have chalitza. So what does Tosis say? Tochiach shivcha kinanis, yotze v'kesef. What does that have to do with the Kavachomer that we're building? We're building Kavachomer from shtar.
Has
shtar
also.
What?
Has shtar also shivcha kinanis.
Okay, so why does Tosis say kesef?
Oh, because that was the one that's why you couldn't use Isha, because they had both, shtar and kesef. This is
you mean it's the same thing, it's because Tosis didn't say. He just working off what he just said. We said Isha is also going to be rebutting it b'tzad star, but then we say any yotze b'kesef. So the mile Shivcha Kinanis has the mile of yotze b'kesef and yotze b'star, and therefore that one about the Kavachomer. But I'm also a star. What? But that's the point.
That's the point.
We want to use a Kavachomer that Amma will go at Bachalitza because Yav Yavama doesn't have star as an option to be Yotza from the Yavam, the Zika for the star, and she has Chalitza. So Amma that has star, Kabuchoma has Chalitza. No, Shibcha cannot have Tochiyah. She has star, and she does, and Kesef. Why am I bringing Kesef? Because if she didn't have Kesef, then that wouldn't be a Yochiyah. Tosa says Isha also has star and not Chalitza, but Isha doesn't have Kesef. Tosa says, yeah, but Shibcha has star and Kesef, and still doesn't have what? Doesn't have Chalitza, so therefore also doesn't have Chalitza. So Tosis just means to cover his bases. Tosis means Shtar, but he doesn't say it because that much we already had an Isha. Yeah, so now that he said, but Isha couldn't be a disqualifier for the Kavuchoma because she doesn't have Kesef. Now I'll bring in Shibcha. Shibcha has Kesef plus Shtar, and yet she's not Yotza the Chalitza. In fact, Tosis, wait a second, so let's point our finger at that and make the Kavuchomer strong to even include Shivcha, the Imtoma. He gufa teisi by Kavuchomer to tebi bachalitza. So wait a second. By Isha, you know that she's not Yotza bachalitza because of the drasha the Gemara states. But we couldn't use that as a yochiach to rebut the Kavuchomer by Amma because she doesn't have kesef. So what do you want to do? You want to bring in Shivcha. Shivcha has star and kesef, and it's not Yotza bachalitza. Why not? Make the same case that you're making for Amma to be Yotza Bachalitza, make that case for Shivcha Kenanis. Shivcha Kenanis is what is better than Yavama. She's Yotze Beshtar. So Kavachomer, she should be Yotze Bachalitza. And then if you can do that, then by extension you can go back and do Amma as well. In other words, so Baiter, how are we solving the problem? The Imtoma Higufa, Tesi Bahai Kavachomer, the Tepik Bachalitza. The Yeshlomar, no, because the Iko Mifrach, there's something else that we could use a yochiach for that. Where it's not a kavachom at all. Now Yavama, you want to make Yavama kal. Yavama is kal relative to Shivcha. Why? Yavama doesn't have what? Doesn't have star that Shivcha does have. And yet she has chalitza kavachom and Shivcha that has star. No, but Mag Yavama, she yotzes the misa sayavam. If the yavam dies, then she's no longer zakuk liyivam. Where okach yotzes bachalitza. Therefore, by that same token, she can have chalitza if she has the yitzia of Nisa Sayava. Tama b'shivcha kenanis shekein eino yotzes Nisa Sa'adon. If the Adon dies, what happens? It's nachaltem osam v'nechem nacharechem. She remains a shivcha to the ears. So shekein eino yotzes Nisa Sa'adon. Okach eino yotzes bachalitza. So you can't use tavachom. You can't use the tavachom to learn out that shivcha yotzes bachalitza from Yavama, because Yavama has an advantage over Shivcha in that she's Yotzev Misa Sayava. And therefore, maybe also she has Chalitza, but Shivcha is not Yotzev Misa Sa'adam. Question, Nikki?
Can we say that if a Shivcha goes to the heirs, if there are heirs, isn't there, if there's another Yavama?
Oh, Rebbe Chana asked the Kasha, Kovitz Shiur, very good. He says, wait a second. If there's another Yavam, so then the Yavam dies. What is that going to do? She's still Manafshach. I mean, if there are no ears, she'll go free. Shivcha will go free. If there's another Yavam, then she's still zakuk to the other Yavam. So what does Tosis mean? Yavam has an advantage over Shivcha in that Yotzev Misas HaYavam. This Yavam dies, she's still zakuk to the other Yavam. Keith, we can answer the question. That's what he asks. Ariel? Or Ari? Either one. Yeah. What do you say?
She has a kid with the first Yavam.
If she has a child.
No,
we're talking before they actually marry.
Before
yeah, we're talking about the situation of being a Shomeres Yavam. After she's married, she's not Yotze Bechalitza anymore. The whole issue of Chalitza is at the point that there's a Krei Vaish. So the Yavam will die, so it says she's Yotze Mrs. Yavam. Yeah, but that's only to the extent that there's no other Yavam. So by Shivcha as well. So what does Tosis mean? Yeah. I mean, Shachar is a push to answer, I think, no?
Say that by Yivam, the Zika for that specific person. So then when the person dies, yes, you enter another Zika, a Zika with another person, but you still leave that Zika, the Zika with that person.
I would turn it around to the exact opposite of what you're saying. Say exact opposite, and then you're saying good. You're Kuk Faket, as you say. Just saying it, just the exact opposite than the way you should say it. The Zika is a Zika to one Yavam or it's a Zika to the Bais? Yeah. To the extent that there's another Yavam, so one Yavam died, it's like there was no Misa Sayavam. In other words, because there's a lot of Mitzvah we got to the Yavam, right? You basically said it, just said it in the wrong direction. Basically, the Mishas HaYavam means that there's no longer a Yavam around. That's the definition of what it means, Mishas HaYavam. So therefore, there is a Yitzhiyah of Mishas HaYavam. You just have to construct the case to define it as such. To the extent there's another Yavam, you haven't really had that Yitzhiyah of Mishas HaYavam. If the Yivam is still alive and kicking, the Zika is still here, because it wasn't necessarily to him more than the others. And mitzvah led al yadeh, but lamaisa the zika was to the bayis, to the achim that are remaining. Yes, that's exactly what I'm answering. B'chanan's kasha. He says, what does Tosfos mean? That no, you can't make a kal v'chomer from the yavam from yavama to shivcha, because yavama is yotz bachalitza. Why? Because of the because of mitzvah yavam and a shivcha does not. So the Kash goes to him and asks, what do you mean? But if there's another brother, she's still not Yotze. And if there's ears, then she's not Yotze. But if there are no ears, she is Yotze. But the answer is that the concept of being Yotze b'misas hayavan is certainly true in a sense that if they're, to the extent that they all die or there are no other Yavam, so that's the halacha, that there's Yotze. Here, the concept is she goes to the ears. It would be a case of no ears, but that's just that case. But the halacha is, there is no quote-unquote yitzia of the shivcha with Misa Sa'adam. To the contrary, Misa Sa'adam just means, so it goes to the ears. Here, that zika was to the brothers. So the Misa Sa'adam equivalent is, if they're no brothers, or if they all die. I understand the kasha, I don't really hear so well. That was his question. Hash, does that be the pshat and the tosis? So Melech, where are we holding now, Tosis? So therefore, the Gemara, Tosis wanted to use the Kal v'chomer of the Gemara to learn out that an Amma should have Chalitza. Tosis says that you can't say Isha Tochiach because she doesn't have Kesef. But the Tosis says, but Shifcha Kenanis is going to be a Yochiach, she's Yotz the Kesef and the Shtar. But Tosis, maybe we should learn out Shifcha Kenanis as well with the Kal v'chomer, says Tosis, no, because they have a Pircha that Yavama has something over Shifcha. And therefore, it comes out that you have no limud that Shifcha Kenanis is Yosei Ber the Chalitza, in which case you can now use the Shifcha Kenanis as Yochiach, you can run out to what? To Amma. That's back where we are before. Vektosus v'im tomar, hecha neima Shifcha Kenanis Tochiach. So again, what's saving the day right now? That you can run out a Kavachomer to Amma, that she's Yosei B'Chalitza. It's the Yochiach from Shifcha Kenanis, right? That's what's holding everything together. That you're not going to be able to make a case for Amma to be Yotzi b'chalitza. The Yom Tomer, and Ken Hecha Neima Shifcha Kenanis Tochiach. How could you say that is going to be Tochiach that you can't learn to Amma? Ikel Mifrach, Mal Shifcha Kenanis, she can't enter Yotzi Misa Sa'adam. Tomer Ba'amar Ria, that she does go feed Misa Sa'adam. In other words, he's basically replicating what he said before with Isha. Why couldn't we right away block the Kal v'chomer by saying Isha Tochiach in the beginning of the Tosis? Because Isha, true, she doesn't have Chalitza, but she has another drawback that Amma doesn't have. She's not Yotzei Be'er B'Kesef, and Amma is Yotzei B'Kesef. Right? So now Tosis says, what's rebutting the Kal v'chomer? The Tochiach from Shifcha. But Shifcha doesn't have Chalitza, even though she has seemingly all the strength that everything else has, Kesef and Shtar. Yeah, but wait a second, she doesn't have Misa Sa'adam. So then how can Shifcha Kenanis block our Kal v'chomer? Says Tosis, here ready, I can bring Isha back into the mix, and therefore, again, the Kal v'chomer to Amma won't work, as follows. The Yishlomer, the Nasi Yochiach, Me'isha u'meshifcha Kenanis. Now, the Yochiach will be, the Yochiach is always the rebuttal to the Kal v'chomer, right? You know that. Yochiach is, you want to make a Kal v'chomer, but here you have seemingly everything going for it in the same way the Kal v'chomer would it dictate, and yet halacha isn't that way, so therefore the Kal v'chomer can't be made anymore. So now the Yochiach will be a combination of two things. Yochiach means the rebuttal of the Kal v'chomer will be not just Shivcha, but the combination of Shivcha and Isha. So as follows, Yochiach Isha Shivcha Kenanis. Because what are you going to say? The Chit Parchis, hey, don't use Shivcha Tochiach, because Malah Shivcha Kenanis Shiken Eina Yotzeh Misas Adam. And therefore, that's why she doesn't have Chalitza. But Amma goes out with Misas Adam would have Chalitza. You know, no, Isha Tochiach. Isha will rebut that logic. She yotza misa sabal, and yet in yotza bachalitza. Yeah, but how do you go to Yisha and use that as a rebuttal? Mal Yisha can in yotza bekesef. So therefore, maybe that's why she doesn't have chalitza, because you're not yet, no, but shivcha knas tochiyach, that doesn't have, that yotza bekesef, and yet doesn't have chalitza. So between the two of shivcha and Yisha, we have a fine rebuttal on the kavachomer to Amma, and that's a tosis and tabu maske. But I think it should be clear. Yeah?
Maybe the defense for the point of the chapter is that according to what we said, that, oh, there is Misa Sayavam by, there is a way to go free with Misa Sayavam, which is that all the have to die, or if there's only one brother. We could say the same thing by Shifa Knanis. If, I don't know the exact dinim, like if it's like an Ebekani, only the sons inherit Ebekani. So therefore, if there are no sons, then the Ebekani and the Ivan dies. Nobody else gets it. And if a shifcha kind as though it's inherited like by anyone, like any Yerushin, then if it's a ger and there's no Yerushin, then you also would have the...
You think it's an answer to the kasha?
I'm saying the answer we said for the kasha,
yeah.
You just say about shifcha kindness too.
Yeah, but no, but, but my answer, you mean you're asking what I said before, my answer.
Yeah.
No, but you see, that of course you can construct cases, but the point is this, there is a halacha, a concept of Yotza B'Misa Sa'adam by Yavama. There is no such concept by Shivcha. Of course there could be cases where there are no ears, in which case she'll go free. And of course by Yavama there'll be a case where the Yavam dies and she'll be Zakuk to the other Yavam. But the point is that the case which is up to the other Yavam means that there was no Misa Sa'adam. Because the Zika is to all of them. You know, so therefore, the concept is clear that Misa, she's Yosef, Misa Sayama, be it one Yavam, be it all of them, that concept does not exist by Shivka, because she's not Yosef, Misa Sayama. There's no Adam left, so obviously, but that's not because it's a din of Yitzhak, Misa Sayama. So I think that's the answer to the Kash.
Maybe a point where, maybe a say that,
yeah.
I mean, there's no special thing, it's just that there are no Yerushin, but you would say it's the same way by Yibam, that it's not that
okay,
she goes
okay.
Free through Museum.
Stop
that
me, you have to
mind.
Say something, I don't know, let's see, what is the answer I have right here? Kasha, Yibam Yotze Misa Sayyam, Urak Echad Rek Yav Macher, Bichai Gav Negam Shivcha Yotze Misa Sa'adam. Okay, I don't know, okay, maybe, you could think what he was asking, but I think that's as far as possible. Okay, this is the sugya. Yeah, the Mashar has a tumul here, but just, you know, whatever, we don't have to go through the whole thing. He just brings a kashim of Ibn Leiv, that l'chora, we could ask the following kavachomer. Ma Yavama is not yotzei there. Many things that an amma is yotzei with. For example, what does the Mishnah say in Yudal and Beis, that Eber is yotzei with what? No, Eber Ivri is yotzei with? Shanim and with?
Your
own kesef, and the Amma has also in addition to that, what?
Simanim.
Nope. So Yavama doesn't have all those yitzios that an Amma has, and he's Yotzei Bachalitza. So Amma that has all these yitzios that are mentioned here in the Mishnah, Simanim and Sheish Bachuli. So Kabachomish Yotzei Bachalitza. That's a kasha that Achronim to move. So here maybe we can answer the Svar. What do you think?
Simon has no application to
Yavama.
That's the point. Well, okay. Hanami, but she doesn't have such a Yitzhak. I mean, you're bringing up another issue. This, something as you speak, I remember, I realize this is a whole other dimension. We didn't mention it before. What's the halacha of chalitza b'tana? It's also a whole discussion. The halacha of chalitza says ish b'parsha. You have to see the sugyas carefully in Yavamas. Be carefully what's brought there, but in the Chorah, it's not Pasha that it's a bit of Chalitza. Pasha, you need a Gedola. So what would Tosus be asking? The whole case of Amma is by definition a case of a Ketana. So again, it goes back to the question of what exactly in the Pasha's Chalitza could you apply over here? It's different context. We asked before from Korea and from Rakika, the Halacha is it's only by a Gedola, so then Amma doesn't have the whole, the equivalent of an Amma there would never have Chalitza, it's a Ketana. But you're saying it's not Shaykh but Yavama Shalim. For another reason also, like Tana. Okay. You could say better. You could also say on the better. You could say also that the pshat is, I don't care who says this, the pshat is that she's only, it's not a yitzia in the same way. It's like the whole halacha that she was nimkar was until she become a gedola, until she brings simanim. So that's not something you can say, well, you see there's a maila that you have by amma that you don't have by yavama. Namely, maybe it's a little bit of doubt that you're saying, but namely that she goes out with simanim. No, or sheish. She was nimkar with sheish. She was nimkar until she brings simanim. Whereas yitzia means that you own kesef. You don't anticipate that she's going to buy her way out. So that would be a or star. So that would be a way of making a pircha or a kavachomer. Yivama doesn't have the yitzia of kesef or yitzia of star. Amma does. But that which the yivama doesn't have, simanim sheish, here it's because that was the definition of the mechira. So what's shaykh to bring that in by yivama? Here it's not yitzia as much as that is these are the terms of her arab this year. It's a svara that you could say in response to this kasha. Yeah.
What about Giron Kesef?
So that Tosas does bring it. That was Tosas already bringing it out of Giron Kesef. They were asking what about the other. Tosas dealt with Giron Kesef, with Shivcha Tochiyah, that's what Tosas said.
I don't know what Misa Sa'ab.
No, but I'm saying, but Shivcha Tochiyah wouldn't work by Simanim. Sheish, because everything Kenani is not Yotzei B'Sheish. All that Tosas gave would not solve this kasha. Everything Tosas said would only solve Tosas' problem. But now we're asking, make the Kavachomer work off of the fact that there's no Sheish and no Simanim by Yavama, and there is by Amma. Kavachomer, therefore, the Amma should have Chalitza. Now you don't have any Tosas answers. But Chara, the answer could be, but that's a definition. That's not a Yotzei as much as this is the definition of what an Amma is for this time period. All right, this is the Sugya Inyan of the Seifa. Let's return to the Inyan that we had started discussing yesterday, Binogeya Chalipin. So we saw beyond the Sugya, we began to expand our horizons. We saw the Tosas Rid and the Ran, and we began to discuss the notion of Chalipin, Mitam Kesef, in its broader applications. We saw the Sugya Nedarim as well, so things, other things come together. If you look at the Shuvas HaRashba, I want to discuss a little bit in Shuvas HaRashba and then in the Rashba and Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes. Very interesting in Yemen. Maybe I'll borrow this. Okay, so the Rashba is a long Shuva, so the end of it is very much tied into the discussion of Chalipin. He mentions our Sugya, he mentions the Sugya Nedarim over there in Memches. The issue that the Rashba is discussing is what we call Kosa Kinyano. Kosa kinyano is a term that means the following. If I do a maisa kinyan today that I want to take effect at some point in the future, the kinyan is now the maisa kinyan, but the chalos is not going to take effect yet. So does that work or not? So umasho, like you do, the kaddish la'achalam. So he gives a woman a shtar or gives a woman a kesef. This is Mishnah, getting to the third parak. You'll get there, all of you. Somebody will give me the same Kedushin with the other 200 boys in Yeshiva. So, you'll get there. The third parak, maybe, right? The Sugya, the Mishnah, beginning of the third parak. Mekadesh la'achalamin. So it's chal. Any type of a kinyan. L'chora, you could conceivably imagine that the Maisa kinyan is today and the chalos could be a later time. But it's not always the case. So, for example, Meshicha. Behemoth nicknames the Meshicha. You do the act of Meshicha now, Amanas Mikona in 30 days. Did that work or not? What does it depend on? Where is the animal in 30 days? Meshicha means you bring it to your Rishus. The animal is the Agam in no man's land, so the fact that you're Moshech it to your Rishus right now. But if in 30 days it's not in your Rishus, there's no thing that's lasting from the Meshicha. The Maisa is bringing it to your Rishus, but if the Poel Yotze, in terms of what you see from this Maisa, is still in existence at the time they want the Chalos to take effect, then that's good. But if the Poel Yotze of that Maisa Kinyan is not in effect, then it wouldn't work. So l'masha b'shtar as well. B'shtar is by machira. So if the shtar of the kinyan is in existence at the date that you want the halos to go into effect, then the kinyan is fine. If the shtar is ripped, burnt, doesn't exist, the achalamit, then there's no kinyan. That's called kolsa kinyan. We have to explain why this is, but it's clear when it comes to kesef, kedusha kesef, that's the sugya later. Even if, quote-unquote, nis'aku hama'os, those are the words in the Gemara, nis'aku hama'os means that the money has been devoured, meaning it's been spent, it's no longer here, but the kinyan still works. If I want to buy karka with kesef, or mekadosh nisha with kesef, even if the kinyan's la'achalamed, and I'm only transferring the kesef right now, that doesn't have the drawback called kosa kinyan. The shaila in the Rashba is the nogeya suder. So I want to be kosher something, and I give the makne the suder for the kinyan to happen, but I want the kinyan to be chal achalach. Can you have a kinyan take effect the achalamid by suder if the maisa kinyan is right now and the suder is not around? The equivalent of nis'aku hamos, but not kinyan kesef, kinyan chalim. Now, those of you who learned carefully the details of that sugya in the Darim, remember, Mabashi and Rav Nachman had this debate. So there was this case of the Yerusha, where this person gave the son only to the extent that he could be moish it to his son, should it be a good boy. So then the son is getting it only for that purpose. That's called kiniyam nasahaknas, right? And Rav Nachman's raya that you can have such a gather of a kinyan is from where? From Suder, which Rav Nachman assumed is same thing, because you can't keep the Suder. Rav Ashi comes and had two arguments on Rav Nachman. The first one was, who's to say that in the case of Suder, that he toughest low mitzvahs? Maybe the person can walk away and keep it. So your premise is wrong, because over there it's a real kinyan. So that's the issue that we discussed already from the perspective of the Ran there. Did Rav Ashi really hold this way? How do we hold? The Rav Ashi didn't know it was a dichoy, and the Ran proved that, you remember very well, Ma'asugya, that obviously the halacha has to be toughest, long mitzvahs, you have to give it back, otherwise our sugya doesn't make sense. We should have had a kinyan kesef, even though it was given b'chalip, and it should work as kesef. That's the Ran's raya. A big tum, how we hold in that issue. Rav Ashi came with another argument, and he said, seemingly, the way you read the Gemara, that there's a big difference between the cases in another way, because the case over here with the Yerusha, it's only that it's going to take effect later on. Whereas here, the Kniyam Nasi Haknos in Chalipin is better, because the transfer of the karka, let's say, that I'm buying is right now, when I'm giving you the Suda. So that's a better Kniyam Nasi Haknos than Rav Nachman, than your case of the Yerusha. And the Gemara uses the Lashon. What was the Lashon Gemara? It's like the Suder is. Remember the Lashon Gemara? What does it say? Who has the Gemara? In the Darim. Still have the Gemara. What does it say, the Lashon Gemara? You guys have it? There's one line in the Gemara here. What does it say? No? When the grandson will be a tzaddik or a kamachacham, it's like the sudra has gone back. In other words, so the effects of the kinyan have been reversed. If I give a sudra to the makna and I want the kinyan to be taking effect in 30 days, and between now and 30 days, the suitors return to me, there's no kinyan. That's a chayr wasan to the Gemara. Which means a chayr that what Rashba quotes from Chachmei Atzrafati. So you have to know in terms of the Gemara, what Rav Nachman held, he didn't feel it was a kasha. So this is with the segue for the Rashba to discuss this issue. So this, the paragraph starts with Marga Kasav that it's okay if the Suda goes back. Meaning to say, Rav Nachman wasn't concerned with Rashi's question. Why? Because Rav Nachman would hold, Ada Machna Beskinya Suda, Lachazman. I've had this shayla for many days. Because I saw Chachamir, Rabbi Sinu HaTzvafatim, Rabbi Otam, Zal B'tochem, Chakazu Baskam, Mochletes, in many places, Tosus later also has this, the low cutter. That means that Suder, you did not allow Kosa Kinyano equivalent of Kesa by Suder. If Suder goes back in between, it won't work Achalamit. But Emes, Kiyesh, Mixas, Mikomas, B'talmud, Shitusan, Mare, Shikone. There are some indications in the Gemara that it will work. And Mixasan, and there are other indications that are mashma, that lad could be balitosis. Chayshi, now here he's magia, here the bottom, the hod de Rav Ashi achas mehem. What does it mean, hod Rav Ashi? What's the hod Rav Ashi achas mehem? Rav Ashi, tell me pshat. No, the hod Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, second kashan Rav Nachman, would be a support of those who hold that doesn't work. Okay, then it goes on more with this. But yes, I try to explain what Rav Nachman held. Rav Nachman himself is of the opinion that Kosa Kinyana is a problem by Meshicha. But maybe over here it's better, because maybe you could say that the Kinyan really began right now. It's not like it's only later. Okay. I'll quote upon him. Then the Rashba turns to the next paragraph. So he says, at the end of the day, Ein lanu raya gemura. Okay, so what's the pshat? What would it depend on? Could Suder work in a case like this? La'achalamid, if the Suder went back, would it work or not? Gam nirali. So what does it depend on? Hasvara tuluya bedin echad. It's totally in the following. And the Rashba opens us up to the famous chakira that apparently his yeshiva was involved with, a major raging discussion about the following issue. What is it? Chalipin is mitam kesa, or is chalipin not mitam kesa? As if there is a gemara freshness on this. Maybe yes, maybe not. Depends how you learn our gemara. According to many Rishonim, this is good for the Shakim Tari in the Gemara. According to others, the Gemara's Havmina certainly went on one side and didn't change the Maskana. Who remembers the Ran? Right? Even the Maskana, it's Gomer Kanya Nafcha, but the Gemara is still working Mitam Kesef. The Rashba brings it in, like an abstract Shaila. The who? Im Chalipin Kona Midin Kesef Im Lo. How does Chalipin work? How is this going to affect our question? Shekin Shetim Tzoloma Sheyeshna Midin Kesef. Now let's understand. Chalipin works even pachas b'shal aprut. And yet the Rashba is considering the possibility of midin kesef. So what does it mean? So you have to know, we find these rishonos all over the place. Do they all mean the same thing in different places? In all the rishonos that refer to it, Tosfos had a lashon tam kesef, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban. We have to know if we're talking about the same issue. The Rashba's focus here is on the issue of kosa kinyana. And we always have to ask ourselves, if it's mitam kesef, how can chalipin work with pachas v'shal aprut? Where did we see this issue raised before? In the Ran. So bear in mind that Ran. The Ran says something which you'll soon see in the Rashba and in Shavuos as well. The Ran makes mention of this issue. The Ramban didn't really address it directly. The Ran, what did the Ran say? Don't bother me with the fact that it's supposed to be proof. Nevertheless, if it's a keli, it is chashuv. And he brought that gemara about yotzu keli and mashehei. Yeah. Says the Rashba, even though it's lesser shavu pruta, chidish behen akasuv sheyesh the supposed to be pruta. Efshalomet the kohen. Therefore, efshalomet the kohen afilu achazman kidin kesef. The afagav to this akul hamos. That's the case I just gave you of kidin kesef nun tesa midal. The Afa Pish Emosh of a Pruta. So how could you tell me that it works within Kesef, and therefore even the Sakwa most, Lesser Shav a Pruta? Sha'akosuv Hechshivo Kesef. That Lashon is going to very much bring us a straight line to a Rashba in Shavuos Lamedtes. This is one, with one line of the Rashba here. Hakasuv hechshivo kesef. That's, therefore, one way to understand chalipin. If you understand chalipin that way, and it's mitam kesef, and it still works by posuk puta because it has a din kesef because of the fact that it's a keli, so it has a din kesef, then it will work a achalan. However, and then what, however, it may not have been kesef, then ef shalomar. Ef shalomar what? You can't say that what? That's mikona rachalamit. Why? The hadas siddur amare. The siddur went back. Or maishna me mishicha. Will be no different in mishicha where if the what came out of the mishicha is no longer present, then there's no basis for the king rachalamit. Okay? So now, there's a new layer to this discussion. What would chalipin work achalamid? Depends if chalipin is midin kesef and the Torah is machshav even shavat lesser shavat puta by a keli to be kesef, or it's not midin kesef. What does it seem from Ravashi in the Dorit? What does he acknowledge? Bevadi the hadar Ravashi mashma de'ena midin kesef. Why? Because what does Ravashi seem to argue on Rav Nachman? Says hadar sudul amare. You want it to work achalamid, doesn't work. So Ravashi would seem to assume therefore. Rav Ashi will hold me, let me think. But if I hold me in kesef, then it would work achalam. The chaynira from first perek in kedushin, the kesef miknaso by Eben Ivri. Again, nice to have seen these makoros already in the Tosus. Now you see it here; it feel familiar. So it says he's not nikna betuah bekelim says chalipin. So what does it sound like? It doesn't work by Eved Kenani by Eved Ivri. Al machlip rabbi toras kesefin. He uses that as a shtickle raya. You could say it's a special din over there. He says, no, it's mashma that doesn't work within kesef. Maybe because of the language of the drasha. Mi kesef, someone asked me at the time, mi kesef, and not with chalipin. This is kesef too. Terence is that drasha is mashma, that chalipin is not kesef. No. Either that or the fact that the din is that way should indicate it. And that's the pshat and the gzeres hakasuv. So unclear what the raya is, from the lashon of the drasha or from the actual drasha itself and the din of the drasha. How did you learn it?
Only
no, Kibbeke said you don't need the miyut.
I know, but I'm saying he tried to say that like, only kesef and not chalipin.
But he said he don't need drasha like that. The drasha doesn't is not really Kibbeke's kasha. Kibbeke's kasha is Tosis could have asked stronger no. That we just don't know chalipin because it only says kesef.
He's learning the sukkah in a certain way. That's only kesef and not chalipin.
Yeah, but the Rashba sees from the Araya that's not mitam kesef. But then he says an interesting thing. Ushmaitza. So we have a big tumor, right? Ravashi is mashma this way. And so it's mashma in kedushin of ches usmaitza kamaisa the kedushin that gimel darmina beminyana dereisha muti chalipin tzalkedai tachamina ho v'gamina ki chalchiz de yefron ve'emach inami and for the gemara chalipin is composed of puta v'shabaz muta lo mekanya tzvicha iyuna. Those two words say a mouthful. Tzvicha iyuna. Why tzvicha iyuna? You tell me why. Because there's all different ways to learn the gemara. Depending on how you learn the Gemara, you're going to come out on a different side on this issue. If your goer is mekanya nafsha, then you don't have to. Then you can certainly stay with the assumptions mitam kesef, and the Ran does it that way. If you're not goer is nafsha, then you have the pshat of the Ramban available, and he seems to say the Gemara is proving that it's not mitam kesef. So you know, it's hard to know how to pin down this issue from the perspective of sugya kedushin again. It becomes like and for the Ramban, for the Rashba, a lot's hanging in the balance. What's hanging in the balance? Can you have a king of chalipin that's chalach achalamid? Because if it's like kesef, then it will have the same halacha of kesef that it will work achalamid, even if the siddur goes back in between. The ikran shel dvarim kach nir rishi in chalipin midin kesef, and therefore won't work achas man like this of Rabbi Osefatin, and then he goes on. So let's try to get a little bit more in depth, to whatever extent we could with the time we have, just to understand better here, and then we'll connect also the Rashba in Shavuos Lamedtes. So first of all, just to understand more about why the Rashba sees Chalit Mitam Kesef in terms of the specific issue of Kosa. So in order to feel this better, what is the Pshat? Why is Kesef Kona La'achalamid if the Kesef is no longer here? The Kesef was spent. I give you kesef to be kona something. You used it up. But the kinyan was meant to be la'achalavit. Why am I kona la'achalavit? The kesef is gone. The Maisa Kinyan was giving you the kesef. Why does it work? Why is there no problem with Kosa Kinyan? So there's a lesson of Rasba later on Daf Nuntes. The Gemara again, beginning of the third parak. Alpha Pishin is Akulamos. So the Rasba, read the two lines of the Rasba. Why is kesef work? The time of the nosi. Here, there's a lot of havana here, but just the words first. Time of the nosi. The kevan, the l'shem kedushin nitnu b'tchilas. Here, talking about kedushin. He gives an isha kesef today. Shetzitz kadesh la'achalamid. What happened in between? Kesef was spent. But it was given l'chatchila l'shem kedushin. Afal pi shebisha sheruuyin l'chul. Einon ba'olam. At the time the vision is meant to take effect, it's not here. Mikom malkom, kevan she'im lo nigmar hakinyan. If the kinyan would not be finished, finalized, yesh aleha lachzira. She would have responsibility to do what? To give it back. She's not entitled to the kesef for free. The kesef was given for the sake of effecting a transaction. To the extent that the kinyan would not be finalized, she would have the obligation to return. To surrender the kesef. Rowim anu osam ki'ilu hen de'en. We see the kesef as if it's still here. And he goes on, he says, and therefore, ba'osa hanahim is kadeshes, with that hanah, and he compares it to the sugya davav hanah is milga, we'll have to leave that. So there's a lot here in the Rashba, but just the beginning of what could be what the Rashba is saying. I'm not saying 100%, but just a mahalach that's certainly out there in the belt, and maybe the Rashba is saying this partly or fully. The words again are what? Since she has to surrender the money, if there wouldn't be a kinyan, so we view the kesef as if it's still here. What does that mean? You hear the words, right? So there is a yisod that the Achron of Shimon made is very famous. It's here, I think, even here in Siman Beis and other places. That what is the way that Kinyan Kesef works? We understand, maybe we have the Sman, the Taz, and everything else, but like at the end of the day, what is it about the fact that I gave you Kesef, called Kesef Piro, okay? Like the Sman, called Kesef Kinyan, like the Taz, doesn't matter at this point. But why, through the fact that I gave you Kesef, do I have now the right to acquire the Karka, whatever it is that I'm acquiring? What exactly is the mechanism internally that kesef is koneh? So the term that's used by the Chronim is kesef hachozer, or another synonym, kesef hamishabed. What does that mean, kesef? It's this term. Great, kesef hachozer. It means the idea is that because my giving you the kesef was for the sake of purchasing something or having something that you have to give me in because I gave you the kesef, you owe me something. To the extent that you don't give me what you owe me for the kesef, you have to give back the kesef. So it's that reality that the person who received the kesef has now a burden of having to reciprocate in the form of whatever the transaction is. That hischaivus, that shibud, that I have to receive kesef hachoseh, the fact that you have to give me back either the thing or the kesef, the karka or the kesef, that creates the mechanism for the kinyan. Maybe you can say that creates a gemuras das for the kinyan out of it. You could tweak it exactly what it means. But the locus of the kinyan, of the engine of the kinyan, is that need to reciprocate. The need to reciprocate to the extent that I will not give you the thing, I have to give back the kesef. So I'm basically against the wall. I owe you that or the kesef back. That's the mahalach of the kinyan kesef. The kesef creates putting the bull in the court of the recipient to have to give something in lieu of the kesef. That's the mechanism of kinyan kesef. Again, the term being kesef hachozer, kesef hamishaveh. 30 days later, the kesef might not be here, was spent. But what still exists, as the Rashba puts over here, what still exists, what's still here? That shibud that the kesef imposes on the person, because she'll owe the kesef back. If she doesn't give kedushin, then the kesef have to go back. You can't erase that. That's the reality. I gave it to you for kedushin, after all. If there won't be a kinyan kedushin, then you'll have to give me the kesef back. So that responsibility that she owes him, the kesef, should there not be kedushin, that means that the kinyan is still here. It's the equivalent of a para that you did meshicha on, and it's now in the reshus that you were moshech it. You don't see the maisek meshicha now, but you see the outgrowth. You see what did the meshicha do? The maisek meshicha, it brought it into your reshus. So the maisek nesinas kesef was today, but the hishtabdus that came machmas nesinas kesef, that which it created now, the bull is in your court, you have to give me back the kesef or the thing. That reality is as present and existing 30 days later as it was at the time that it was given to me. If the Rashba wants to draw a line between Chalipin and Kesef and say Chalipin works mitan, he's a suffix in the Rashba. He thinks a whole shayla about it. But on the side that the Rashba says Chalipin is mitan Kesef, and the application being Kosa Kinyano, plugging in the Rashba here on Daf Nuntes, you'd have to say the same thing by Chalipin. That my giving you this Siddur creates a mechanism that you have to give me back something in lieu of that. Think of the Rambam's Lashon, Machiv HaKarek Bo. But it's the mechanism of the Kinyan is that the Siddur is creating that you have to reciprocate. That's what you see. Because that's how the Rashba assumes is when it's shot in the Rashba correctly, Kesef HaChozer idea, so it is by Chalipin. Now, if Chalipin worked by less than Shavaputa, what does it mean? After all, if it's less than a pruta, that's mechayim to give back. It's not mama. So if Chalipin is a new type of a Kenyan, no sheikh is the kesef, so it doesn't bother me. I'll give you a kli, and whatever it is, kiecha delikma glitli, very good, and that's Chalipin. Nothing more needs to be said. But if the pshat of Chalipin is mitam kesef, and for the Rashba, what does it mean? It creates a need to reciprocate, and that's the mechanism of the Kenyan. That's why it can work achalamit, because that's still here. You owe back. What am I owe back? Less than Shavaputa. The answer is, the Torah is machshiv. In Kenyan Chalipin, shalaf ishnalo, even Pasuk, it's chashim mama. So it comes out that Dafka, because the Rashba holds that the implications are such that you have a mechanism of kesef achozer paragon by Chalipin, the Rashba may have had to learn it that the idea of Chosmish HaRaputa is it's chashim mamam. Because the application is that which I have to give it back. I have to give back less than Shavaputa. The answer is it's chashim mamam. And that's what the Rashba seems to say in Lamites in Shavuos. What did the Rashba write over there? The Gemara has a drasha that has to do with the Inyan mode of the Mixas. And the Gemara says, B'toch HaDvarim, that Ma'kelem Shnayim of Kesef Shnayim. So there's a whole Mechokas Haralim Pshat in that Gemara. And it comes down to the following. There's halacha that you have to have a certain shear of the Haldah and the Kfira. Now, what if you have two needles? I'm tovering you two needles and your mode of one. So it comes out in that Gemara that you can have a halacha modem mixas. But the shayla is, what are these needles worth? So it could be they have to be a shavaputa. You can't deal with a halacha modem mixas less than shavaputa. Basically, it's not going to be an adin Torah less than shavaputa typically. So Elamai, you don't need the shear that we talked about that you normally require. We got the din and modem mixas. That big bigger shear you don't need. But shavaputa you're going to have. But the Rashba differs. The Rashba says that the two needles don't even need to be a shavaputa. The very fact that they have mashahein, they are what they are, the chashivas is inherent to the fact that they're called kalim, and they're functional. That's good. So as a Rashba, you don't need base prutas. The Gemara says in Perek Hazav, Ein Yeshivas Hadayonim Bepachus Mishavaputa, Bechein Ein Yishem Iskadeshet Rukish Eibo Shavaputa, and therefore they have to assume that the two needles are Shnei Prutas in value. Otherwise we can't deal with this halacha. However, Rabbeinu Hai, Ushar Gaonim, Ein Daitam Kein, El Befevish Amru, Beis Machatin Afopish Einan Shavin Pruta, Dilkach Yotsu Kelin, the Masha'im, Kesef or Kelim. Kesef has a seer. Kalim is just the mitzias of Kalim. The din of Moshe Mixas, which starts off in the parsha of Shomachinam, is Kesef of Kalim. Kalim by itself can warrant the din of Moshe Mixas. Two needles, I mow the one needle, there's a din of Moshe Mixas. Now, the Ran apparently held this way too. This was what we saw in the Ran, when the Ran explains that the Gemara holds that Chalipin mitam Kesef in terms of the Gemara's Habamina, and the Ran assumes that the Maskana is that she doesn't go into Kicha, but basically the premise remains the same. So the Ran explained, how could you say that? I less than Shavah Pruta. So we saw the one line in the Ran, now we can appreciate it. What did the Ran say? Yeah, he said, it's Davar Chashuv. Afa gav da asa hami smirli, the Gemara's hami, the Gemara knows Chalipin, is no belt stir Pruta. Efsher came at the beginning of the Kri, the Davar Nesuyam, like it says, Davar Chashuv, who apish inner Shavah Pruta. Kid la amina, ma Kri, Davar Chashuv, the Mishamachi amina, tano beif machtin, behold the be'achat mehen, chayiv. The Yotsukei Masha'ein, that's the Gemara that the Raz was going on. Can he submit to us on the Yonin? And therefore, it can be Betoras Kesa, and Bechal Kiyika. But whereas the Ran saying it in terms of the premise of Chalip and Midin Kesef, and therefore even less Shavaputra can be Midin Kesef. But Halach Lamaisa, when it comes to Kiddushin, what comes out of our Gemara? Clearly, any Shavaputra is always Shavaputra. And the Ran explains, Gol Mikanya Nafsha, which is a way of saying, you want Chalip to go into Kiyikach. So since it's mitam kesef after all, but it can't because on a shavah pruta, on a shapasa shavah pruta, it can't be so because on an sadi she wouldn't want to be the miskadeshes. Therefore, obviously the Torah meant domin literally and not this holder the kesef as it were the chalit. So at the end of the day, it's clear what's going on in the maskana. Throw in the ran and the darim to the mix and say all this is only true because we hold it tough is lo mitzvah seder. So can't work with the kesef either, say by even by Shavah Pruta, it doesn't work. Chalipin, it won't work with the kesef even by Shavah Pruta, Shalom Yisrael, that's the Ran. But the Rashba goes on with this. And he says, okay, even though it's less than Shavah Pruta, it's still Modem Mixas, it's still Yeshivas Beisdin. We don't sit on less than Shavah Pruta. Ef Shalom at the Kol Kri Kivin Shehu Roy Lamelachto, he uses more words than the Ran, it's Roy Lamelachto, Choshev Hu, Kipruta, the Yoshman of Adayanim, and here's the big line, the Efsher, the Afilu in the Kiddushin came. The Efsher, the Afilu in the Kiddushin, meaning, you give the Isha a Kri, that's Pachis and Shavapruta, it's Kadeshus. How come? With what halacha? Ukimoshe konin be Kri, Afapish embo Shavapruta. Now, why is that? What kinyan is that? Chalipin? But the Rashba goes on. The Efsher, the king of Mishum Kesefu. What does he mean, Mishum Kesefu? What does he mean? He means what the Rashba is entertaining over here. Even though he goes back and forth about it. But here he's saying that the Efsher, he means because it was a big discussion in the Rashba's time about whether Chalipin is or isn't Mitam Kesef. So the Rashba is thinking now, you know why Chalipin works? By Lesser Shavaputa, Mitam Kesef. It's Lesser Shavaputa, but it's a Hashivas. But the Rashba said in the same sentence, Afilu in a Kiddusha. Frektik Sos, Rabbanu Shalalam. Gemara Kiddusha Dav Gimel says that she's not Miskadeshes, both of Shavaputa. You give her a Keli, Pazla Shavaputa, she's not Miskadeshes. Lomba Kanya Nafsha. So, how could the Rashba, it's the same case. Same case. So how can the Rashba say that Miskadesh is by a Keli of a Pasli Shavaputa because it's Chashid Mamo? And it's Mitam Kesef. But bottom line, what? The Gemara is talking Mitam Chalipin. But Lamaisa, if it's Mitam Kesef, so then it's Chashid. What? The Rashba says he is Miskadesh. So what are you going to have to Mishnah Torah here? What? The Sugi here is going, not Mitam Kesef. The Rashba himself said in the Tshuva, Tzvichayuna. So what? So, yeah, but he's going here, it might be in a whole other approach in Shas. Maybe there are different Mahalchim in Shas about this. I don't know. What do you do? How do you, there's a lot of Yeshuvim that are suggested here. What could be said in defense of the Rashba? Kesef, Kedusha, the Gemara says she's not Miskadesh, she's the Pachim Mishar Pruta. How did the Rashba himself warn the Sugya? That's the next thing to ask yourself. You should be looking at the Rashba here. We didn't have it in Mamakomos. But what did the Rashba say? How is he goris in the Gemara? How's he goris? No. Take a look. Let's see. Nasi Sefer Benachzi. Let's see. Like the Ramban without Nafsha. How did the Rashba learn it? So who looked at the Rashba? What did he say? Mekanya Nafsha. And how does he deal with the Kasha that we had on Rashi? So that explains. Well, that explains Pachas Shavat Pruta. It's a Gnai. What about Shavat Pruta? So let's backtrack. From the Rashba's Mashma, that the Gemara's Habamina, that it works Isha Niknis Bachalipin, seems to be based on the fact that, just like the words of the Gemara say, a Sada has various Kinyan. Kasid is one of them. Chalipin is another. So to Isha, Kicha, Kicha, let's learn out the Kriyos that you have by Sada over to Isha. The Rishonim, many of them didn't want to learn that way. Right? They ask, what about Chalitza, Chazaka, what about Shtar? But the Rashba seems to go out there, and he tries to wiggle out of those questions. But the Rashba basically seems to, and the Tosis Rit also maybe seems that way as well. Except he has other issue that he brought in. The Rashba starts the Gemara down. So then the Gemara wants Chalitza to work, not putting us down on the question of Mitan Kesa, not Mitan Kesa, but simply it works by Sada, it works by Isha. So what's the Tarsa of the Gemara? But Chalipin works as a Shavapruta. Let's say Shavapruta, Lomakanya Nafsha. So why Lomakanya Nafsha? Rashi says Gnai. Now, but the Gnai is where? The Gnai is Let's Shavapruta. So still, why not learn out that it works by Shavapruta? So before we look inside, so one of the things the Rashba mentions in response to this, he talks about the fact that the gnai, that the woman feels demeaned in giving herself up by Pachas Shavapruta, it's not just the fact that it's less than Shavapruta, it's the fact that it's Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin is a very shvacha kinyan for many reasons. One reason being it's less than Shavapruta. Another reason being, itafis lo mitfis. It doesn't keep it. She has to give it back. That's all part of the bad mouthing of Kinyan Chalipin in her mind. In other words, that kind of a kinyan. So now, if you start, some achronim want to say, the Bachana maybe says, like, well, maybe the answer to the Ksosis Pasha has to do with the fact that the Rashba mentions part of the problem in Kinyan Chalipin and why it's ignai. Is because it has to go back. That's if I'm using the kinyan of Chalipin. If I'm using kinyan Kesef, then she gets to keep it. So then the Rashba here is talking in Shavuos about using it within Kesef. The sugya in Kedushin is talking about when it has to be given back. And that's when it's a gnai. It's a gnai because I have to give it back. But if I wouldn't have to give it back, so then the Rashba could say, maybe it works. The problem is that if you look at the Rashba carefully, and I think I want to mirror this on the Kovitz Shirim, the Rashba only uses that svara in terms of the case of a, in terms of the case of a pachas b'shava pruta. Let's look at how the Rashba puts it, just in terms of just a part of the teretz of the Gemara. Uparik. Okay, the answer to the Gemara is, Kevin the Chalipin isnu b'pachas m'shem pruta. The Isha b'pachas m'shem pruta lo mekanya nafsha the gnai hula. So what does that indicate? We wanted to use the kicha kicha to expand it to all the kniyos of Sada, not just kesef, even chalit. But clearly, she would never want kedushin. So obviously, that's an indicator that they're only connected, they're only equated for kniyos kesef and nothing else. And therefore, mechalip and atadam lechoshak nios to besada that don't apply to isha kol chazakah. So according to the Rashba, in the Chanami, hanging in the balance is chazakah as well. Once we know that you're not comparing it to anything but kesef, so chalip is not part of the equation. So I don't think about chazakah either. The imtomer, what's the big deal? My kusha. Fisha chalip and isnu pavle shavaputa. Neima da chalip and isnu af beisha by shavaputa. Ul olam, we can still preserve the gzera shava. Iker knia shebesados is no beisha. In other words, the knios of sada go to isha. Chalipin works by isha. One case won't work; it's a gnai. The other case will work. So why shouldn't it work by a shavaput? So what happened? Why can't you still use the hekesh? So the Tosis Rid might have answered to this question at the end of the Tosis Rid. Ein beshavamem. The Rashba didn't think that was a problem. The Ran also probably didn't think that was a taina. So therefore, learn it out anyway. This won't work in this case, work in the other case. Zuena Kusha. Here's how it says. The Kavan, the Iker Chalipin, Afil Pakh Mishaputa Isnu. Iker Chalipin is even by Pakh Mishaputa. Ki Avid Lohu Bikri Shavimane, Lo Yafa Kocho Mikah Kri Shayna Shavu. It's not going to be better if it's an expensive clear, it's not. The same Chalipin Chadu, because it's still one Kenyan called Chalip. As follows. The Bishlama. If chalipin lo nitnu lechazara, meaning that she could keep the keli, if she could keep the keli, then hava amrinan ki yav la pachas v'sharaputa lo mekanya nafsha. Then were it to be a pachas v'sharaputa, then I understand. See, this is the problem. Then I understand that she wouldn't become the kudeshes. Avu ki yav la sharaputa mekanya nafsha. That's if I would say that chalipin, she can keep it. If she can keep it, then when would it work? By shavaputa. The inami, alternatively, iikar chalipin lasto kavlim. If the halacha would be that you can't have it except by shavaputa, then I would say it's a kniya chashuva, even though she has to give it back. One or the other would have been okay. If either that it works only by shavaputa, then even though she has to give it back, it would be mikudeshes in that case. And if you would hold that it would work even less than Shavaputa, but she doesn't have to give it back, it would only be good in the case of Shavaputa. But now that we hold that Chalipin is Kniyam Nas Lahaknos, and it's not hers, then it's always a Gnai all the time. So L'chara, this Yishuv that L'chara suggests on the Ksosis Kasha doesn't seem to work with the Rashba himself. Because that was the Rashi brought to the point about giving it back, not giving it back. So he's Tavruchan Tainus. Well, if he says Kesef, she can keep it. Yeah, but that's only going to help in terms of the Rashba if it were Shavaputa. And the Rashba is suggesting in Shavuot on the test that even less than Shavaputa, it would work. Chalipin mitam Kesef, it would work. Again, what do you do with our Sugya? Maybe there are different Sugyas here. You know, maybe there are different Sugyas and Shas that go in different directions. Dachulim mitam kesef or not. The extent that mitam kesef and there's a chashivas of mammon, then the Rashba says what he says. But our Sugya is differently. He says himself in the tshuva that tzricha iyuna. So who knows? Maybe there's going to be a whole shtickle turret built on different Sugyas. What do you think about?
Just maybe two things. Either maybe, even though he's saying if it were she could keep it, it's still within chalipin though, not mitoras kesef. Okay, it'd be a question how exactly would it work, but it's like the
tzara. So suddenly, but the Gemara says lo mekanya nafsha. So what? So if it's a gnai, you're saying it's not a gnai if it were kesef.
No, I'm saying it's still within chalipin.
Okay, it's a gnai because it's chalipin. What is? Okay, good.
Maybe is it possible that a sudar isn't considered a kli? Like there's a special parameters of a kli.
So the Nesivis, okay, I want to get the Nesivis, you want to look at it, the Nesivis and Peches and Nafisos wants to start thinking about different cases of Sudar, and that's what we can keep in our Gemara, where it could work within Kesem, and where we'll work within Kesem, then the Rashba said what he said. There's a lot to discuss, a lot to chazer, everybody. We have to show the Yom tomorrow, and we share lunch together.